Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was really, it was interesting because Matt Oswalt, it's one of these things where somebody gets you a gift and then all of a sudden you really like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Matt Oswalt, and granted, he was thinking about getting into photography. He was going to go buy a camera.
Okay.
And then Christmas was coming and his family was like, what would you like? And so his brother, Patton, got him a camera for Christmas. And then he has taken to photographing, and he's all over Instagram. He likes to take pictures of old noir-y kind of the vibe is like he likes to find a liquor store
mm-hmm.
that looks like it's been there since the 60s.
Oh, right.
In Los Angeles.
Right. And there's plenty of them.
Right. He's taken 300 pictures. He's gone out to Palm Desert and, you know, he's driving, right. He's going further out. But I told him about that one next to, is it on Roscoe? You know the German deli where we got the sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on Roscoe.
It's on Roscoe near Woodley, right?
Yeah. A okay. little bit further west.
West. Okay. But there's that weird standalone liquor store that has the porn in it. That had the, remember it had the, because I walked in to see if I could get a cup of coffee. And
oh, right.
And I was like, they didn't have any coffee, but they had a weird actual porn section with the beaded curtain and the whole nine yards. And so I was telling him about that. And he was like, I don't think they're going to let me take a picture inside of their weird beaded curtain. I said, no, I think that the building has been there since the 70s.
Yes.
And so he's been taking these pictures. And he was just doing it for himself, obviously,
mm-hmm.
posting them on Instagram. And then people started DMing him, direct messaging him, and asking him if they could buy them.
Oh, wow.
And so he's got a fancy printer dude
yep.
to make really nice prints.
Nice.
And he'll ship them anywhere in the world.
That's amazing.
And so he fell into, and I don't know.
He fell into being a professional photographer.
Right.
An art photographer.
Right. And it's always no people. He likes to open the shutters up and make all the people blurry.
Oh, okay.
And heaven forfend our Corolla, be in the car. He's like, we're going to open the shutter on that. Nobody needs to see a 2016 Corolla in front of this 1970. But yeah, he likes an old car in front of the liquor store. But it was kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And then he
talked retro, creating retro looking photography.
Yeah,
with modern technology.
Right, because it's a digital camera,
mm-hmm.
and he recommended that if you're going to start, just go with auto,
mm-hmm.
and then fiddle and diddle because it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
And
and you could take a million pictures and figure out what you like.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's great.
And what I did like though is he was talking about because he doesn't do a lot of Photoshop afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He has a photo program on his MacBook, I guess, or whatever.
Okay.
So like Photoshop. But he doesn't do a lot of it because, which I think this is an old school photography lesson where you want to, where if you can get the picture right, you won't have to fix it.
Yeah.
In the green room or in the dark room.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you want.
Right, right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what he wants, which was fascinating because I had John Scalzi on talking about photography, and he loves the Photoshop. That's a different episode of the Dork Forest.
Right, right.
So this was a different take. I love a different hot take.
Different artists.
Yeah. On your dorkdom.
Neat. So-